One, two, three, four.
Sports authorities know it. Sports authorities say it. John and Mark and Ken play it. CKIWI Radio. Sports authorities on mic. Sports authorities worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities, right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Oh, is this an exciting day? Exciting!
Exciting.
Why are we exciting? Because, let me turn this damn thing off. Here we are, John Sarver here with the sports authorities just outside the Democratic debate hall. We are the only sport talk show that was allowed access. And so we're going to go run in there real quick. But first, we're going to spend some time with you here in the next hour at the Sports Authorities. How are you?
Ew.
Anyways, now we don't ew Detroit because we don't have rats here.
That's true. We don't have rats.
They're only in Washington. We're the second down there. Okay. Talking about which, welcome to Sports Authority, the Detroit Sports Authorities. Glad to see you here. We are not bought and paid for by anybody. We do have the DMCA, and boy, do we ever this time around. So we were not kidding like last time. So we don't have the FCC, so we can still swear and cuss. All the stuff that our opinions are our own here. We do have the highest standards and the highest qualities. We are not experts. We are
authorities.
Henceforth, we're one step on top of that. ESPN blows, and if there's anything else that we didn't cover, we're going to here. So we want to say hello to the delegate from over there, the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there listening to our show tonight.
That's right. Make sure you vote. And if you're going to vote, you're going to vote for the number one sports director of any kind of radio show, anytime, any place, Mark Milichak. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And please vote for me. No.
There you go. We're taking him to the drags, everybody. We got him all set.
You don't have to vote for me. That's okay.
Why not?
I don't know. Vote for me if you want to vote for me. Okay.
Oh, I see you're sweeping Hamilton right now.
Oh, boy. And Moose Jaw. Well. And Moose Jaw.
Medicine Hat's got a 3% for you. You know.
And everybody from the Red Blacks.
There you go. You can get your free BC2 hander with every vote.
That's right.
There you go. We're not even telling you what to do. We're telling you what to do. And what to do is we're about ready to go into the debates. We are the 25th, 26th, 27th debate person today up on stage, so look for us. We'll be white.
And just wait till we ask those nominees or whatever they want to call themselves sports questions.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh wait. Wait till they ask who Gary Unger is and who did he play for.
Right.
Name two teams.
And they'll be all going. Next question.
All right, two teams besides St. Louis.
Detroit.
And?
Wow.
Oakland Seals. Next. All right, so. What we have here is a fine piece of paper. Matter of fact, we are a couple, and they're all eligible. We don't have anything that has Cran written on it, so you know that we didn't do it. So, as much as we feel like starting off with somewhere, Mac, kick us off. Where should we go?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even looked at it.
That's how unrehearsed we are. We're spontaneous, no idiot cards, no cue cards, no hits, no runs, no errors.
I don't know. Let's talk about what we can and cannot do at Comerica Park.
What can't we do?
Number one, you can't buy a $3 beer.
No way.
You sure as hell can you?
They even have deals that if you show up like 2 hours before game time, you still can't get a $3 beer.
Really?
Yeah, they have a deal that, like, the game starts at 7, if you show up between 5 and 6, they have specials. You still can't even get a $3 beer.
What's the special?
Well, they have, like, you can get a 24-ounce soda for, like, $3 or water for $3.
So you want to go pee in about an hour?
Yeah, you know, stuff like that, but they don't put beer on sale.
Or though. Less.
Why don't you put beer on sale? Because evidently the three people that are watching the game will probably get out of hand.
Honestly,
you have to throw three people out, then they won't get any concession stand sales.
We actually were watching it. They had Gibson walk around the concourse, shaking hands, saying hi, looking at the ice cream, look at the beer, look at the people that were up there, that one bar that we were talking about the last time around.
You know? Don't look at the game.
That's it. Don't look at the game. And did you see the insult? That's an insult. I'll give you an insult. There you go. The insult of your Detroit Tigers last night.
They won.
No.
Oh.
Oh, yes, they did win, but they're second down. Try to find them on broadcast TV.
Oh, that's right. They were on YouTube.
Yep. The only way you could see them was on YouTube.
No kidding.
Yeah. Big time. Oh, actually, now the silence comes in. Yeah, the only way that you could find them was on the YouTube network. And so you could watch it on your phone that big by that big and listen to that little kind of speaker kind of deal. You know, they go, but you could, you know, you could cast to your TV if you have a certain phone and certain televisions and all that stuff.
Or if you have a smart TV, you can put it on YouTube and watch it that way. But
no,
then,
but no. If you're smart, you wouldn't watch it.
Well, that's true. You know, but the one thing is, you wouldn't have to listen to
Mickey Redmond,
the Detroit Tiger announcers.
Yeah, that's true.
you would have got maybe you would have got decent announcers. Maybe I don't know whoever's on YouTube.
I mean,
television.
Is this a new experiment? We got to have somebody look this up. I mean, it's supposed to be a game of the week. What game of the toilet bowl week was this? You know, I mean, Zimmerman, I mean, is it now that much? I mean, damn it, one more game, and he could have gone from September to August without winning anything. You know, so now he's won one, so now he's found his arm slot.
That's right.
Whee! You know.
What else can't you do at Comerica Park?
Hit a home run.
Well, that's true. Nick Castellanos told us all about that.
Yeah. If you were to listen to
him, is he going?
God help us.
Well, they're still talking.
Chicago
and Tampa Bay.
Uh huh.
Tampa Bay.
I don't know why. I can understand Chicago because Schwarmer can't catch nothing in the outfield, but Tampa Bay's got a good outfield now out there with Meadows and whoever else they got down there in Tampa Bay, but I don't know where he's going to play in Tampa Bay.
Maybe the DH, who knows?
He can't hit.
He can't hit home runs.
Well, then you just send him somewhere where he can.
Where are you going to hit a home run in Florida? Nowhere. I mean, that's a big park, too. Okay, so much for that. So you get your chance of going to Fenway,
Wrigley,
Colorado. Coors Field, just by the lightness of the ball going.
Uh-huh. Well, the problem is Colorado's got a good outfield too, though.
Yeah,
he'd be the fourth or fifth outfielder in Colorado.
I could imagine anywhere that would sign him. I mean, is he a rental this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So why? You know, he doesn't really have a crazy bat.
No,
he doesn't. Because what are you going to say? you're going to go to a new team, and especially if you go to the National League, and he's going to say, well, I didn't know the pitchers. You know, well, I had to get, you know, along to them. All right. You know, he's going to be an excuse machine, big time. He is right now. And I understand the Trumpian kind of way of trying to talk big so people hate your guts and get you out of there. You know, but what if it backfires? What if somebody doesn't get him? What if we don't get the 240th, 329th, and the 400th even prospect of Atlanta?
What if he was sitting there at the phone and it doesn't ring?
Ooh,
crickets chirping, huh?
I got him. Can you imagine Bonehead having, you know, Nick comes back in the next day. It's like, dude, the phone did not ring for you. And if you think this is going to happen in free agency.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of crickets.
Yeah, because there's going to be a whole lot. Because you know you have Bore-ass as your agent. There is no market for you, no matter how much you cry. You know, none. So now what do you do? You know, you got to sit around doing. You can be another Iglesias. Maybe you can go to Cincinnati.
Florida?
Ooh.
Cincinnati, Florida?
That's right. Where we were broadcasting just a few weeks ago, before we were broadcasting here live at the Democratic debates. Day one. We'll be here for both days, by the way.
By the way, bringing up Mr. Iglesias, he had a grand slam last night, just to let you know that.
Which Iglesias?
The Iglesias, our shortstop that now plays for Cincinnati.
Because there's two Iglesiases over there.
Oh, the reliever. Pitcher, yeah. Yeah. No, the shortstop.
And he can hit.
What else can't you do at Comerica Park, Mark?
We keep going back to this.
You can't watch the Tigers win.
That's true. They've only won 13 at home so far, haven't they?
Yeah. And
chances are you're not going to see them win. Nope.
Right. And they were talking on TV last night that there's a good chance that they're going to lose over 110 games this year.
Yeah.
What's the over-under for 114?
What did they say last night? They said that if the Tigers win less than 15 games, they have a chance of hitting 120 losses.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't think so. No. But, you never. I mean, they've only won 5 games in June, and now they've won 4 in July.
Yeah, and yesterday was a wish.
And there's one game left in July.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they keep that pattern, it is possible.
I mean, it's Death Valley right now. You know, old Ron Garbage Fire, he goes to the stadium last night. He's thinking, geez, this is really bad. It's coming apart. Woe is me. Are we going to win any more games at all? Then he looks across to the other dugout, and he sees Brad Ass Holmes, and he smiles. He says, this is going to be okay.
Yeah, well, he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be okay because the other team has Brad Ass Holmes. This is going
to
be
fun. We got a chance to win this.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Zimmerman going for us.
I'm smiling.
And there's
okay.
a chance.
Yeah.
For Ass Holmes.
Oh.
You know, I mean, but their team is not rock bottom, though.
No.
You know, they're treading water on the lower third.
Just like things happen here with Brad. You know, it's close enough where you think maybe, but you know, it doesn't happen.
No, I mean,
it doesn't.
It's just like San Francisco keeping Baumgarten because they're at 500 now. Whoopee, because they think that they're like sixth into the wild card, you know, and they think, well, maybe we'll catch a fire now. No. You know, of all these teams that are now going, well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Boston does, you know, because you got some dead meat you got to get rid of, quick like a bunny, and
Boston's
you need
cranking
pitching.
Now. Boston is cranking.
To that.
So they had some pitching there, you know, bullpen.
Bullpen.
We're talking about Diaz out of the Mets.
Really? Boston, I suppose a Snydergaard? I mean.
Syndergaard.
Yeah, I mean, but he's for the rotation. Talking about if they could add Diaz in the bullpen. The bullpen's been crap this year.
It's basically a DD team.
Well, yeah.
Great team till no bullpen.
Toronto traded
Stroman
to the Mets. So now that just added another arm to the Mets
Which is weird because everyone figured Mets are going to sell.
Right. Yeah, why would the Mets go for that? They're in no position to move.
No.
No, but they can still sneak into the wild card. But
and by adding Stroman, I mean Stroman's here for another year. And maybe they can extend his contract. Crowder wasn't going to do that.
Right.
There was actual talk that the folks who need a professional hitter would look for Mr. Puig. You know, and you kind of go,
Lately, Puig's been pretty hot.
Yeah, he's been torching it up.
Yeah, he's been batting pretty good lately.
I mean, it's kind of like, all right, so what's Cincinnati doing now?
They're
not much.
I mean,
they're a few games below 500.
Yeah, they're five, six games out of first. I mean, out of
six games out of
no,
first.
No, a little bit more than that. I think it's like eight.
Eight or something. But I mean,
intern.
But they're doing a lot better than what anybody thought that they would ever do.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be bottom dwellers, weren't they?
Yeah, but you know, they're taking the two cast-off Tigers and
beating ass. You know. But again, are they trade bait? Are those chips? Can you get the 221st, 980th, and 1,114th best farmhand you have in single A?
And future considerations in the year 2025.
And cash. Cash and the 18th round draft choice protected over 5 years. Yeah, okay, that's exactly what we want to have happen. I'm telling you, Cincinnati's a weird team, strangely built.
6.5 out of first.
Okay.
I mean, they're moving.
Yeah, they're not doing too bad.
Who's
for,
underneath them?
Nobody. Pirates.
Oh, Pirates did fall behind.
Pirates, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How far above the...
10.5.
Wow. Well, according to... I almost hate to ask, but the beloved Detroit Tigers, how far away are they?
30.
From first?
Yeah.
31.5.
Yeah. I'm getting the laughter. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have laughter here? Somewhere.
And they're 26.5. 26.5 out of the wild card.
Oh, they're going to be buyers.
God. Yeah. They're going to be, yeah.
They got a chance.
They only need an arm.
Yeah.
Just one arm. On a dead guy. You know, I mean, how many more cast-offs can you have? This is going to be fun. After the August 1st, what is the makeup of the Detroit Tiger team?
Well, if they get rid of Boyd and they get rid of Green, and now I'm hearing that there's a couple teams that want Goodrum.
Really?
For what?
Huh? Because he can play so many positions that he could fill in.
He can't play outfield.
Can't play him well, though.
He cannot play outfield.
Here we go.
Another name getting kicked around is Buck Farmer. Or should I say Fuck Farmer?
Yeah, Fuck Farmer. Why? Because he can win every third game, but then you have to send him down to AAA?
To find his arm slot to come back up?
They said that he's made improvements, and he's a solid bullpen guy right now.
Except for here.
A depth guy. Bullpen depth.
Everybody's looking for bullpen.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody who's got a lockup bullpen.
You know why they want him? He's cheap.
That's right.
And he's Fuck Farmer.
That's right.
And if he can throw a few innings here and there, and he's cheap.
What the hell, right?
Yeah, but
why
you
not
could,
take a flyer on him?
You can find that anywhere.
Well, I mean, if he is pitching decent, and he's cheap, why not take a chance on him?
Then what are you going to get? Cash considerations?
Yeah, you're going to get a future consideration or a 900 prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You know, a guy that's never going to play.
Yeah.
You know, we got to fill up that farm club with somebody that is probably never going to play, but, you know, you got to fill it up.
Yeah. I mean, really, how many times are you going to trot down to... I mean, it's embarrassing when a major league ball team has to go down to Toledo every fifth day and bring somebody up.
Just to fill in a slot to pitch.
Yeah. And, you know, the worst part of that is... They go down there and they bring up somebody, and I've seen him before, and he weren't worth shit then.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And you know when
seen
they bring
this guy again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're bringing him up?
He's okay. Still alive?
Oh, we know that. We know what's going to happen here, and after the first or second inning, it's like, oh, shit.
Did you see? Did you see that AAA signed Denny McClain?
No.
Toledo?
No.
Well, he's experienced, and he can eat some innings. And he's coming cheap, so... They're putting on the old... They're bringing the organ out to center field. He plays in between innings. You know? They raise the mound up a little bit. You know, they figure that if they got him and Lolich back again as maybe their first, second, and Petrie as their third, then they'll have a very good rotation going into next year. So buy your season tickets early, kids. You loved them before. You'll love them again. It's Denny McLain, the maestro of the keyboard, on the mound, trying to go for his 32nd win before prison.
And Mickey Lolich will bring in some donuts.
Mmm, tasty. It'll be donut bobblehead night.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing over at Jimmy John Field? The owner of Jimmy John Field, they're having a bobblehead night for him. It's his bobblehead.
Oh.
It's like, Jesus God, what a yitz. You know, but they're going to have disco Saturday night. So come dancing.
Let's go.
Or come somehow.
Yep, bring out Donna Summer. It's summer.
Yeah, too bad she's dead, though. She's kind of stiff.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Find her in the freezer like that baby. Yuck. Oh, what a story.
Oh.
Talking about a story.
Well, you know what else you can't do?
I was going to say.
What else you can't do at Comerica Park is you can't know for sure what's on your pizza.
But we do know what's on a Caesar Supreme.
That's right.
Boy, all the way around the horse for that one. Okie dokes. But job well done. And Kenny's absolutely right. 13-36. This is where you make your money, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know, now the spooky thing is, what they're trying, with Major League Baseball trying out the YouTube channel, it's like, what were they showing on Fox yesterday? The World Poker?
Yeah. I think it was, the Big Cash Poker Tournament or
Has
something.
Has that gone by already? You know, that big deal about Texas Hold'em, and it was all over the place about 6 years ago. You know, every corner had one. And then this, you could watch it on TV and stuff. Has that ship sailed?
I don't know. It still seems like it's on TV a lot.
Yeah, but who watches?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who watches it, but it seems like NBCSN has it, and Fox has it, and...
Well, it's super cheap to produce.
Well,
you have a table,
absolutely
a cheap little light, some colorful players, and a GoPro so they can go like this with their cards. Whee! And you feel like you're part of it.
Yep.
You know,
bring out Phil Hellmuth and some couple of big names, and you know, they act a little crazy on the table.
Yeah, and everyone's got a hoodie on and sunglasses, and it's like, all right, already. You know, nobody cares. This is not sport to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you flipped a card. Ow, how long did you have to work out for that? You know? Okay. Whatever you need to do, my boy. So, if they're going to be doing that, but now here's the big picture. Ooh, and this is where Kenny comes in with the figures.
Oops. You suck!
Oh, no. Oh. Sorry. Got the wrong one. There you go. Have the abacus ready. When's MLB's contract up for TV? Pretty damn close.
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay. So buttons on your butt. So if Major League Baseball said, if YouTube channel comes in and says, oh, we can produce these things cheap. You know, all the millennials have their phones. They all have YouTube. It's the same game, you know, and so therefore, Fox gives you nothing. And Major League Baseball gets nothing from NBC. All these billion-dollar contracts and stuff. Goes away. Now, now Major League Baseball, if they go into, Google owns YouTube. So, if there's like a little bit of cutting money either way, then that means Major League Baseball would own their section of YouTube. They wouldn't have any money coming in. If they don't have these multi-billion, billion-dollar things coming in, how do they pay the billion dollar contracts without fannies in the seats? Because they're not going to have that cover anymore. It's a strange thing to do.
And they lose all the advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you would have some kind of advertising, but millennials won't put up with 4 minutes of advertising on their phone. That thumb will make something else appear.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to be able. They won't on YouTube. They're not going to be able to have all those commercials and shit because they'll be going click 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 click.
Yeah. And so if that happens, then it's a domino. Then NFL doesn't get the big money, you know, at all. And if they don't get, obviously they're not getting the beer contracts anymore. They're not getting the Budweiser contracts. They're not getting the Michelob contracts anymore. They're not getting the Nike contracts anymore. So, okay, so the only thing that you have is the TV contracts. And TV's going, look at what your ratings have been lately, friends. Yeah. And they ain't going up, you know, because a millennial, you know, they don't watch. You know, and there is so many discrepancies now with teams, like you just pointed out. You know, there's folks 31 and a half games out by July.
Yeah.
No one's watching. You know, so so now what does sports do? Because now you would not be able to afford the $115 million contracts because you don't put fannies in the seats. Now what?
Yep.
So now you're going to have to go out and earn those seats, those people to come back into. You're going to have to get fans again. How the hell are you going to get fans? Because you now alienated almost a generation. Now what?
And some of these contracts, you're tied into for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're already
it's not just a year or two.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And the contracts, you've already signed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a Bryce Harper on the hook. He's
and Manny Machado. And whoever. There's more that I'm not thinking of right away. But, okay, now you're losing fans every year, but you still got to pay that money out.
That's right. Yeah, and so if you want to, the whole big thing with sports is you need the exposure. You need the money, but you need the exposure. So sports have got a win-win for years, decades. Yeah. You know, now all of a sudden, TV, which is kind of rocky, goes, we can't afford this crap. We're not doing the billion-dollar contracts anymore. It's not going to be, I mean, the reason why ceilings go up, it's not because of ticket prices. It's because of the signed contracts for the TV and radio.
Yeah.
So now if your ceiling doesn't go up anymore, you know, and if that money actually goes down, what do you do?
Now keep in mind, in baseball, the national TV contract isn't that big a piece of the pie. Most of it's local. That's why the Yankees have such a big advantage, because they have that big network over there.
They print that yes money.
Okay. Yankees, Dodgers, Chicago.
On the other hand, NFL's all the national contracts. Mm-hmm. There is no local TV.
Yeah, and they do their weird revenue sharing too.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you win, you don't win.
Yeah.
I give you the Lions.
When you see the economics of baseball, yeah, if you're not tied into a 6-year contract on your local TV and you go into the tank like the Tigers are, and the Tigers contract's coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Well, Illich had a shot to actually make Little Caesars Sport and Entertainment. And they biffed. And they signed with Fox again for some ludicrous, stupid money. It wasn't all that great.
No.
You know? And so now with the Lions losing their minds, going back to WJR... McFly, there's no AM anymore. Are you appealing to folks that are 65 and up? That's not a demo you want. These people have a tendency, the up people have a tendency in dying off a lot.
They're appealing to the people that are pulling their transistor radios out.
Yeah, right. Or using their Oldsmobile somewhere with the AM radio and their Delta 88s.
Right.
You know, there is no AM radio in cars. There's no AM radio in, like, little handheld devices. There's no AM radio on your phone. You know, So to go back to that AM thing, because they thought, those stupid fucks, they thought, well, you know, the great voice of the Great Lakes go out. Do you know the first time ever? Ooh, this is insider information coming to you live from the Detroit Sports Authority. It's just standing just outside of the Democratic debates right here in Detroit, Michigan. That WJR, for the first time, fell to a 2.6 rating, this book. First time in our lifetime, that thing fell. And people's jaws hit the ground. Because now the mighty JR, which you always had that demographic, but then since they went, like, they went trucker, and then they went right wing, heavy right wing, boom. Because really, that older audience is dying off. Young folks ain't listening to Rush, you know. And the more people have already, they saturated the market already. This isn't the Warren Pierce, J.R. McCarthy kind of, you know, and even if it was, that demographic who grew up with it, you know, ask any one of your kids who's J.P. McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, what's Night Flight 760? They don't know. You know, so J.R. is falling down dead. And if they're falling down dead, they tied their, the Lions tied their hitch to AM radio because they had such a big outline because they're 50,000 watt. You know, now nothing. So now what do? You're not getting that revenue. And you can't go back to WOMC and you can't go back to 97.1 The Ticket, which was logical.
Yeah.
But you burnt that bridge badly. Now what do, Lions?
Well, nobody wants to really listen to them anyways.
Yeah, but this year they're great. Oh, boy, did you see that? You know, Patricia is running a great camp. Everybody's on the same page.
Just like last year.
Oh, yeah, but this year they got it.
Okay, they got the arm slot this year.
Oh,
right?
Oh, they're together. They're going to have one of the most fearsome defensive lines of the whole NFL.
Yeah.
But Reddick is gone.
Yeah, because he signed the defensive tackle. They had to get rid of Theo.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, really, why were they ever impressed with Reddick? What did he ever do?
Oh, but wait a second. They got rid of one of Stafford's
favorite targets
out of the backfield. Oh my God! Now, oh, Stafford's got to be going crazy. They got rid of one of his guys.
But that's okay. Wait till the fourth quarter when the game's way out of whack.
When it's 44-3.
Yeah.
And Pat Stanford will come out and racking him up, huh?
He'll throw for 350 yards in the fourth quarter and three touchdowns when it makes no difference.
Look at those. Yeah, but look at those stats. First one to get to 10,000 yards and win nothing. You know? First one to get all those touchdowns and win nothing. The first one to be that young to get that much receiving yards and win nothing. You know, that's what should be the little asterisk on the bottom. Whatever it is, and won nothing.
So,
you know,
have you people noticed that every sentence ended with win nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a... speechless about that.
Just
water's wet. And? Okay.
And, well, okay, we understand it's not all his fault. It never is all someone's fault. He's part of it.
I give you Asmus.
Yeah.
All his fault. Okay. Next.
Yeah. Brad was just given, like, an all-star team, and he still screwed it up. Yeah.
Let's see. Anybody that went to the Great White North for hockey to be a general manager? All his fault. I give you an all his fault one. There you go. He shall never be.
Was that for Holland? Was that for Holland?
Yep, we never going to say his name again. There you go.
We didn't give Brad one tonight.
Oh yeah, we did.
There we go.
We gave him one and we gave him a gong.
Oh,
there you go.
The gong show.
The wrong gong show. This is what you want to put up his butt. There you go. Wee.
Oh boy.
How 4th of July? But all you got from him was, there you go. Way to go, Asmus. You know, I would love to see the Anaheim papers, or the California papers, whatever the hell they are nowadays. You know, just to read the date, because California likes their baseball.
Uh-huh.
You know, nice park, kind of Disney-looking, you know.
It's got a little water in it.
Yeah,
and rocks, it does. And yeah. You know, a little scenic.
But I wonder, do they have all the Lynn Hanning sports writers out there? I mean...
That's me sucking.
I mean, Lynn Hanning always... You know, Brad's a great manager. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, well, it's not his fault. If he only had one more arm, if he only had... Lynn Hanning, good Lord, where you at?
One more arm, another bat, you know, another, you know.
I mean, talk about a suck. At one time, the fourth state was protected, you know, but he was sucking so hard at the end just to keep his job, you know, not to piss, because he saw what, you know, what the Lions in 97-1 did, you know. So he didn't want to get blown out, you know, lose his credential or have... French or French or whatever his name is, he's almost no better.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, good Lord. Isn't, I mean, you always see, they're 31 and a half games out, right?
Yeah.
In July. And they're still running puff pieces. Big time puff pieces.
They make it sound like they still have a chance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all they have to do is get hot. You know? I mean, it's just like all the pitchers get that, oh, I got to do better. I've embarrassed myself out there. Gee, I let the team down. Why don't you interview the Joe Jimenez, you know, who throws strike, grand slam, and he's done for the night. Thank you. No lead is safe. Honest to God, if you're any team playing the Tigers, here's the key. Keep it close until they got to go to the bullpen.
Yeah.
And then enjoy your night.
If you're a sports writer in Detroit, every one of them make it sound like the Tigers have a chance to win because the other four teams all of a sudden get on a cruise and leave the country.
Yeah.
Because the Tigers are going to win. Because they just leave. And all of a sudden they jump in the first because they just lose every game.
They still wouldn't make first.
Well, I'm just saying. They make it sound like that's going to happen.
Do you realize Cleveland could go on that tour and keep going? They could go in space. They could go to Mars and still come back and be 7.5 up.
They,
you know?
They don't even have to come back.
Yeah, just give us the award.
The record they have now, they would still beat the Tigers.
What happened to Minnesota?
Their pitching all of a sudden has not been very, very good lately.
Is this not a trend that we've always seen with Minnesota? Does great. Everybody thinks it's their year, and here comes Cleveland. Goodbye. You know, and White Sox go on little tears, and they
fall apart.
Yeah.
And well, really, what happened more than Minnesota falling apart? Is Cleveland just took off like a rock.
Playing a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, Jose Ramirez, yeah, he was dog shit the first half, and he's been on fire lately.
Yep, he's been hitting a lot of home runs lately.
Yeah, but who have they been playing?
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Detroit.
No,
well,
not so much.
Well, geez, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
Anybody plays Detroit, they beat them.
Let's see, Seattle? Oh, yeah, swept them in four.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Seattle. God, you know that Baltimore is saying, come on by, come see our rats and our filth, but come see your crappy little team.
But no, Baltimore will be smart and lose, just so they can get the first pick.
We went out there and we lost Baltimore.
Yeah, badly. You know, I mean, really, who's the second furthest?
The Tigers won 5 games in the month of June. 5. And in July, last night was their 4th win. It's a 2-month span. You've won nine games.
Okay.
Wow.
That's free fall.
And if you play, average of 25 games a month? Give or take.
Okay.
Okay, that's 50 games, and you won 9?
Yeah. And you do that again the last 2 months, and yeah, you're going to be in Mets land.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story, and I love your stat. 13-36 at home, that means what? In almost 50 games... You've won 13.
Yeah.
Why would we pay $72 a ticket to see this? You know, they're not. There's so the Tigers are so far not in the conversation in Detroit. It's that they're not even watched on TV. Normally, people go, "Well, I'm not going to pay for it over there, but you know, I'll watch the game and maybe I'll be close."
I want to tune in. I want to see how Jordan Zimmerman.
Yeah,
I want to see how Nico.
No, you want to see
Jordy Mercer? Anyone?
No, you want to see Nico Goddamn out there in the field because oh my God! As soon as you hear the crack of the bat, you hear. And it's like, where?
You see all of them run and they go,
yours.
Oops, I think one of us should have caught that.
Yeah, then they talk about it and they go, well, should you pick that? Well, the guy's motoring around the base.
They're like, rock, paper, scissors, who's going to get whatever. It's like, okay, you get it.
It's a home run. Oh, well, whatever. Let's go inside, you know. I mean, you think about it, you're not even a conversation. The lead stories in Detroit in sports is not the Tigers. It's just about anything else but whatever little national story is first. I mean, NASCAR is only second to Tigers have fallen off the planet, you know, big time. You know, but geez, oh, Pete, you win 13 times in front of your fans in 50 tries?
You know? That's why I say you want one thing you can't do at Comerica Park is watch them win a game.
Well, don't you think by now...
I like the $3 beer. That's cool. That's
yeah.
Don't you think by now it would be maybe a time for the buy one, get one free tickets? Maybe?
For the 1776 thing?
No, not even that. Because since you have to pay $40 to park your freaking car, I think you should start giving tickets away.
Well, maybe that they'll have a Sparky Anderson day. Oh, wait. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, who could they trot out of the grave?
Or maybe start giving cars away or something. I mean, you got to start getting.
There you go.
You need to start doing something to get fans
somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere there's a big, huge ass warehouse filled with 89 Omnis.
Yes.
You know, waiting to come out of the ice.
Or a gremlin or something.
I'd go for it. Gremlin would be badass.
Yeah, or a Corvair or something.
Corvair would be cool, but no, you'd get a K car.
You know, if I still had my 63 Yellow Falcon, maybe you'd go down for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'd be an upgrade, you know.
Well, that's true. I took care of that.
It wouldn't be insulted.
And it was, and it was canary yellow, too.
So your dad could see it coming?
That's right.
There you go.
Not lemon yellow, though, right?
No, canary yellow.
Not lemon twist yellow. Ah.
There was only one of those in the state of Michigan, and I had it, and my dad knew it.
Who painted it?
My dad took it to Aeroscheib.
I'll paint any car for $39.95.
Yep. They paint the windshield and tires too while you're in there. God, Earl's Schneib. Damn.
I left for school. It was baby blue, and I came home and it was canary yellow.
Oh my God!
And I looked at him and I said, "Why'd you do that?" He goes, so I know where you're at. I know there's not going to be another canary yellow Falcon.
What color interior did you have to go with that? It was originally blue. What's the interior? Blue? So you had like a U of M car driving around?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my God. Yuck. Yuck. God. All right, way to go. They could have kept it royal blue. Could have drove it down somewhere. Gee whiz. Way to go, Dad. $29.95. Yeah, there you go. Anything. And that was the presidential.
He got the executive.
Oh, that's the one where the bugs are painted into the the guy that was cutting the grass and the grass clippings. There you go. Textured. Nice. Aerodynamic.
Yeah, they taped the windshield so it didn't get painted.
Yeah, they didn't take off the tape, though.
No.
Way to go.
Yeah.
At least you could read the funnies as you drove. God. Way to go, Dad.
Jeez. He wanted to make sure you knew where Mark was.
Call him. What were they afraid of? You, the heavy drinker, heavy partier? Oh. Guy that would stay out forever and always? You know, with wanting women? You know, what the hell was he afraid of? Was this your mom's move?
I don't know. Maybe it might have been a combined effort there. I have no idea. But all I know is I went to school, came home, and I'm
wait a minute.
What the hell is this?
Wait a minute. If you have a bright yellow car, so they know where you're at. What, they hop in the Belvedere and drive around to find you? I mean, how would they know where you're at with a yellow car, whether it's yellow, purple, or
well,
pink?
I mean, if I ever got into an incident or something, it would, you know, there was a, you know, baby blue Falcon. There were a lot of those.
Yeah.
But if something ever happened in a yellow Falcon?
What, they're going to be driving down Ryan and 13 and 12 Mile looking around for you? I mean, just going patrol.
I don't know. You know,
oh, they love just, their boy.
They're only child.
There you go. And see, now that way you can go out and they can find you and go, ah, cut the grass.
You know, there's something else you can't do at Comerica Park.
Cut the grass.
You can't throw the ball over the center field wall from the pitcher.
That was badass. You know, and he even knew it. You know, and that's when he put his hand on Francona, or not Francona. Yeah. And it was like, okay, cool, thanks a lot. I still think he's Boston.
But you know, you can't do it at Comerica because it's 420 feet from home plate.
Yeah.
But it's only 410 at Kauffman Stadium. That's why he was able to do it.
Right. That extra 10 feet, he wouldn't be able to do it.
That's right.
It was starting to tail.
Yeah.
But that was cool. You know, the funny thing is, whatever he did that for, and whatever, what press?
Yeah.
He was on every show. Everywhere. They were showing that highlight again and again and again, man.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Only because he got shelled.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even make it out of the fifth inning.
How?
Give up 8 runs, 9 hits, 4 walks.
However, the Yankees are knocking on the door going, hi, friends.
Yeah, because he's been really good for the last couple years.
You bet your bottom, so.
But this one game, boy,
they let it go.
Yeah. Yep, I knew all about it, too, because he's on my fantasy team.
And it was the Royals, too. Wasn't it the Royals?
The Royals.
Yeah.
The Royals did that to him.
Royals lit him up.
Yeah. Whoa. However, now you take a look and see where the Royals are. What are they, 3 games above Detroit?
At least three.
I think.
Yeah.
6?
Yeah, I think it's 6.
Yeah.
Last time I looked.
The Royals have been playing pretty good lately. Yeah. And you know how our beloved Tigers have been playing.
like shit.
They're helping them out.
Yeah, 6
They're
games.
Going, leap, leap, fly. Then where's the White Sox, because they
we're 2.5 behind Baltimore.
Jesus God Almighty. How far are we behind Miami? Manning.
Oh, that's the other league.
Yeah, and none of this winning percentage bullshit either. Just wins and losses.
Well, they're 22 under 500, and we are 40. So it's like 9 games. We're 9 games behind Miami.
So it's a dogfight. So we're one whole series with Baltimore, but we're not playing that rat-infested place, are we? We're done.
We're 14.5 behind the White Sox.
We're catching.
Yeah.
I mean, that win yesterday, oh boy, now we know how to do it. And the good thing
Cabrera
is...
Cabrera hit a home run, too.
His 6th by August.
Straight away center field, too.
There you go.
He might get to 8 by the end of the year.
Wow-wee. Money well spent. Here, let me go find you one.
Maybe he found his bat slot.
There you go. But see, now he's feeling better because he's already paid off that hooker that was down in Miami. And now he's nothing but a great family man.
Well, you know what? With there the trade deadline's coming up tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Who knows? Maybe somebody will pick him up. Yeah, right.
Yeah, with the emphasis on...
Yeah, somebody will pick him up. We'll have to pay $28 million out of the 30.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's a huge sucker for that crap, aren't they? You know, it's like, it's $34 million. We'll pay $33.5.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we'll pay you $36.
Yeah.
we'll give you 2 more than what he's worth.
Hey, I'm back. Okay, great.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know,
we'll write you a check.
Hey, look, I got a couple of the old man's checks here. Go ahead. Sign up whatever you want.
I mean, you look at what's going on here. You know, we got the trade deadline coming up, right? In the last couple of years, we're looking at the trade deadline and going, this could be interesting, right?
Jeez.
But you really care this time?
Nope. Nobody cares about baseball in Detroit.
What's going to happen? I mean, okay.
$36 million is going to happen.
Trade fuck Barber. What are you going to get for him? Yeah.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
I'll sign the bottom. You put in the numbers.
They're talking about Shane Green. Well, Shane Green, he's the closer here, right? Which is like being a kickstand on a Chevy Suburban.
True that,
totally
too.
Useless.
Why? Yeah.
Okay, you don't have any leads to protect. So the Dodgers are interested in him being a setup man for Kenley Jansen. What are they going to pay for a setup man? Not a whole lot.
The Okay. 523rd, the 781st, and the 1,529th best prospects in single A.
And Castellanos, the best thing about him if you trade for him is he's gone in 2 months.
He's gone now, period.
Peace now out. Now you're talking about...
You forgot the future considerations. That's 2030. Right. 2030.
Yeah.
2031, protected seventh round. Protected. And cash considerations.
So now they're talking about Matt Boyd, and there's some speculation they may not move him.
Yeah, you know why, though? Because they can't find a good enough offer.
No, because they're going to keep him for 3 years. Huh. They got him for 3 years for cheap.
Uh-huh.
You might as well keep him.
Yeah, but you get even cheaper if you get number 248,
right?
Number 377, and 378. They're a match set.
And future considerations.
And cash. There you go. Yeah, and a player to be named later.
But you know,
way later.
And a $20 bill.
We weren't going to go for it until you brought out that 20. And then yeah. Cash talks here.
Yeah.
And a coin mint set.
Yeah. What was that chef that dude that was on TV, that one that would sell the pots and pans, it's an emerald.
Oh,
yeah. You get an emerald.
Emerald Lagatti.
Yeah, you get a whole fry set. Here you go for a left-hander.
It will throw in a knife.
Ginsu. And a $20 bill.
And an egg slicer.
And a Vegematic. It slices and dices.
Just imagine that phone call. Mr. Illich, yeah, this is Al Avila. You're not going to believe what I got.
I fleeced him. Boy, did I get him good this time.
I got enough to supply your whole kitchen.
I got a Sears franchise. Boy, what a sucker they were.
And I got him to throw in a Vegematic.
in white. Great. Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah. And a Magnavox color TV with a wired remote VCR. Oh, my God. I love that. $36 million. Whatever you want. There you go.
And they threw in an Atari game.
Now, that's actually cool, though.
And Illich goes, remember what I said about multi-year?
We extended it.
Multi.
That's right.
What a deal.
I triple it.
Look at this. I got magic beans. We can make our own Jack and the Beanstalk guy.
Yep, I stole them from Jack.
You don't know Jack.
And that's really...
It is Jack shit.
Oh, jeez.
I'll give you one.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
And that's really the scary part about this. I mean, Avila, he's been like the dog that drags home the dead bird here and there. You know, it's like...
Yeah, look what I got. Yeah.
You know, we're looking at this going, okay, what kind of train wreck are we going to go through now?
We got good eating tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well...
Well, you know what?
$36 million.
But you know what? Good news. The future starts now.
God.
The Tigers are bringing up Jake Rogers.
Yeah, what's the big push?
The future starts now.
He doesn't hit well.
He's been hitting well lately in Toledo.
Triple A.
And it's like, get his ass up here, because do you see the train wreck we have at catcher now?
None of them can hit.
They actually close to setting a record this year for the worst hitting catchers.
Yep. Yeah, and so they got Ray Wilson.
And you know what McCann is doing?
He's kicking ass.
Yeah. And he got rid of me.
Yeah.
And he's like running the bases backward. Look at me. $36 million. So what did we get for him? Anything?
No, he left as a free agent.
Jeez.
We basically refused to negotiate another deal.
He
kicked
left.
Him out.
Yep, got.
Didn't want him.
Jack shit.
And you know what?
Jack shit. Mr. Illich, what did we get for him? Bring in Jack.
Jack. We didn't get any beans. We got nothing.
Their prospect, Jack Shipp, from their single-A affiliate in Omaha. Jack Shipp, that's who we get. God.
But the thing is, he's having a career year. He's not very good. He wasn't very good when he was here. Mm. Okay? And he's having a career year. He's had some luck at the bat.
Right.
And, you know, he'll revert back to form next year.
Yeah.
I mean, but it looks real bad now. But I wouldn't give you a nickel for the guy. I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of the guys we played at catcher this year. Okay? Now you got Jake Rogers coming up. Why the hell not?
It can't get any worse.
Oh, it certainly can't.
Right.
What are you doing with your first baseman now? Your third baseman is now your first baseman. Your first baseman is almost your catcher, you know, and now you're bringing up this kid who will not hit a major league curve. You know, he's not supposed to be. He's a great backstop. He's not your answer to. He won't break 167. You know, he could do a red pop and be badass for about a month. You know, and everybody goes, see?
It seems like every time they bring up somebody, they'll play good for a little while. Just like when they brought up Hicks.
Yeah.
He played good for a little while, and now badass. He's... He went
down the shithole. Yeah, but so was your third baseman, you know? He was badass when you brought him up here, and then everyone goes, phew, that was a good trade, you know?
Just like Dixon. They brought him up. He was doing real well. He hit a lot of home runs, and now he's flatlined again. You know, he's...
He just strikes out a ton.
Well, so did Hicks. Hicks strikes out a lot, too, though.
There's basically two guys hitting over 260 in Detroit right now in the lineup.
Right.
You know, two at 260, including your $36 million guy.
Listen to this. Something I ran into today doing the notes. Their minor league system has precious few solid prospects at the bat. They have the fewest players with 45 or more walks. One. Okay? Absolute worst in drawing walks. They have the fewest hitters with a 10% or more walk rate. So, you have a system full of hitters with little power and poor plate discipline.
And then they're coming up and going to see the batting coach in Detroit. Legendary Lloyd, watch how we screw you up even harder.
So, in terms of, well, we're going to start competing in 2021. No, you're not.
I mean, you're just kicking the can down so nobody gets mad.
No, you know? You're not.
You've been exposed. Here's how you've been exposed so badly. There's nothing. There is no anger in Detroit anymore. There's no Holly, whatever her name is, that always write in and stuff. It's apathy now. And that's the worst that you can be in a sports situation.
Yeah.
When everyone goes, oh, yeah, that's right. Are they playing here today? Before, they used to give away, like, magnets with, like, you know, the schedule. Yeah. Not anymore. You don't see any Tiger anything around here anymore. No. Zero. I mean, you're basically not even, you're kind of seeing the Red Wing thingy, but it's kind of clear that Ilitch does not want to do the Tiger thing. You know? It is a lot of money. Or not a lot of payback, you know. The old man was hip to it because he played it. Chris has no idea why he wants it, you know. He is almost, I don't know what he does, but he doesn't run sports well, you know. He lucked out with Eisenman, and that's what everyone's going to say. So stay with the one team. Who would buy the Tigers? Let's see.
Well, put it this way, in the position that the Tigers are in now, it's a hard sell now.
No, it's an easy sell.
Well, now. I mean, but the problem is, it's a hard sell because he's going to want a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to want billions more than what he paid.
Right.
You know, it's not, baseball's not a moneymaker. I don't know, and especially if the TV contracts go bye-bye, bail now, man. Yeah. Bail now or invest and make your own yes. But that's so regional, though. You know, I don't know how Fox Detroit got him again. I mean, a lot of the time, you'd always hear, like years ago, we only have cable only for Fox Detroit. If it was Fox Detroit, I'd dump cable. Now, if you're going to go on YouTube, Now you impacted that industry. Yeah. That industry won't have money for Fox One to give out money. You know, so now what do you do? I mean, this whole experiment last night was shocking. And you know the big thing was? Nobody went, about it. Look what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, we're kind of on YouTube. You know what's on YouTube? You know, people like putting their faces in dirty diapers. Whee! That's YouTube. You know, not a major league product.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. I mean, big time embarrassing. You don't even see AAA any teams do that.
No.
At all, ever, as opposed to Major League Baseball. I realize it wasn't the two best teams at all, but what, the toilet bowl games have to go on YouTube? You've already paid for the contract, and if you take a look on the schedule, that was a TV game.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden that went at the very last minute. Why? Are you guys, if you're testing it out, it's one big deal, but why are you testing it out? There's no upside for MLB to be on this, except for they go, well, the kids like it nowadays, and maybe we should get in on that because it's hip and swinging. Okay, maybe. You know, I'd love to see another one. Go ahead and alienate your people that, you know, the old folks and stuff like that, that watch the game at home. You know, they're not going to dig around try to find YouTube. You know, so now you really crushed your product. Keep going, baseball. Talk about keep going. We are right now in just a few minutes. We're going to go in there and go on stage and debate Bernie. However, since we are got a few more minutes,
we're going to kick his ass too.
Yeah, we're going to ask Bernie how many teams Gary Younger played for.
That's right.
There you go. Will he get the secret team? Let's find out. Talking about secret, Los Angeles completely embarrassed themselves yesterday. Gotta love it. Did he really say that? That's just baseball.
Oh, he always says it. That's okay. Just baseball.
That's his Brad ass wholeness.
That's right.
No matter where he goes.
No matter where he goes, he takes his assholeness with him.
That's all right, right. So here's the big picture, since we got a few minutes just to go. Boyd leaving, yes or no?
50-50. I don't know.
That's a yes or no.
They're putting it out there now that he's probably not going to leave, but who knows? That can be smoke. The question is, how desperate does Avila think he has to be?
He is right now.
And, you know, because, frankly, he came out playing Mr. Hardline at first. Oh, we're going to get Gleyber Torres. We're going to get it. And everyone looked at him and said, no, you're full of shit. So I don't know how much credibility he has with other GMs. And maybe they just walk away from him, tell him to go to hell.
They're asking for a major league hitter right now for him.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
It's like, for who?
That's not going
to
happen.
Let's leave. Let's go back to the Los Angeles team and see what we can pluck from them that we had before.
Okay, and trade them to Los Angeles. And what hitter are you going to get off of Los Angeles?
No, I'm not saying the Dodgers.
Oh.
I'm saying Anaheim.
Maybe we get the manager.
No.
No, keep him.
No, well, they're looking for Trout.
You can't even trade the whole Tiger team for Trout.
Yeah, and Trout's doing well, too. So, see, here's he going, Boyd.
I don't think they're going to trade him.
Yeah.
Maybe Shane Green will go.
Yeah, I mean, at least he'll save face if they make that happen. But then again, Shane Green gets you what?
Probably a double-A outfield prospect.
Double-A for your closer.
Because he's not going to close.
Yeah, there's not a team out there that really needs a closer.
And he's not better
than... Or not close, I should say, Bill Point.
He's not better than the closers on all the contenders.
Right, because I can't...
So he would be a setup man going in.
So you're going to give him away for a double-A outfielder.
And they'll talk about how great this prospect is.
Yeah, and how much potential he has. And boy, did he look great in high school.
But it's similar to Castellanos. I mean, Green's a free agent after next year. So you only have so much time anyway with him. And everyone knows it. They didn't know you don't want to go another year because he's useless on your team.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have much leverage.
Yeah, how many? Yeah, I mean,
and there weren't a lot of there weren't a ton of teams after Green.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of teams that want Boyd. The problem is,
have you pissed off everyone by asking for the moon? And now they're not. They're talking to other people instead.
Right. Yeah, Boyd.
And that's the thing that scares me about it is they're probably not even talking to him right now, and it's the crickets chirping on the phone again.
Yeah, and there was a lot of people who thought this was a done deal. There's no way Detroit to screw this up.
So now they're putting now they're putting it out there. Well, they may hang on to him. Why? Because Avila's starting to sweat.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Build it? You're going to wait 3 years? This guy's going to rot. You think that Castellanos is starting to talk and chirp? Wait till this guy starts talking. You know, because do they kiss ass next year and bring in the fences?
No.
They're not bringing the fences in.
Okay. Well, Castellanos is gone. You don't care about that.
Yeah.
All the other hitters are gone. Jacoby. You know, package Jacoby and fuck Barmer somewhere. And get, you know, a really good high school prospect. Somebody who's like 12 years down the line.
That we'll see in 2030.
Yeah.
For $36 million. While Cabrera's still playing because they re-upped him in 2021. Hey, here you go.
If you really look at it, the guys
that you put fuck that armor in there, that's cool.
The Tigers can really trade.
Nobody. Everybody.
You're really not going to get anything that the Tigers really can use in the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
Yeah, but you get prospects.
No.
You get three prospects.
You're gonna fill up the minor league pipeline, and you'll probably never see these guys.
And here's my question. If you're faced with a choice between keeping Boyd or trading him for garbage...
You might as well keep him.
You might as well keep him.
They'll trade him for garbage.
Because you got 3 years...
Understood. I mean, we've done this before.
You got 3 years, and he's cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're panicking now. Now you got...
That's exactly it. Now I think they're panicking.
Yeah.
That's why they're putting out... We may keep him, you know, trying to... Well, if we put that out there on the press, the other GMs will say, well, he's not going to trade him. Oh, we got to get... Yeah,
we got to up our ante. We got to give him the 938th, too.
Yeah, instead of the 39th, we'll up at one.
Yeah. Go, look at me. I got four prospects for Boyd. Boy, oh boy, we're going to lose him in 3 years, but I got four prospects, you know, in the lower 1,000s.
I mean, they have to look at it as... We have him for 3 years. We're not paying him a shitload of money.
He's serviceable. And
he's serviceable.
He's a good pitcher. He'd be a two or three on another team.
Right. But
he's our ace, but that's because he's...
But we can't give him away. We can't give him away, but we can't ask for the moon either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have
to
look at that and go, okay... Yes or no?
Yeah, but does Avila get but happy
Avila,
feet?
Avila strikes me as a poker player. He's sitting there thinking about how cagey he is, and his hand starts to
shake. That's what I'm saying. He gets happy feet.
Yeah, the hand starts to shake, and everyone's looking at that, you know?
4:30, and the first phone call that rings, he's taking it.
Yeah. Woo-hoo, okay!
Yeah, and all the other general managers are like, okay, no, he doesn't have anything.
No, it's almost like he
just went all in, but he doesn't have nothing.
It's like eBay. I mean, you wait to the very last second, you press the button, and you put your final bid in. There is nothing. I mean, the best thing for Avila to do is get rid of Boyd, get four prospects, and then you get to kick the can down the road, and you get another 2 more years of job security going, we're rebuilding. We just got to wait for them youngsters to get good. And then there's no pressure on you. There's no pressure to win.
To me, it's clear. If I'm Avila, there's one deal I'm looking at. And that's with the Yankees. And if you could get that Fraser guy, the outfielder they sent down, I'd even do it one for one. Okay? This kid can hit.
How would you put...
He can hit and he can feel.
And the Yankees need
a pitcher.
Help in the rotation.
Yeah, because they're...
That should have been done already.
Yeah.
Will it happen? I doubt it.
Yeah, but they know that Avila's not bright.
Exactly.
Yeah, they know that they can work him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he is the Fredo of the Godfather, you know? Why are we going out on this boat? Okay. You know, he could be played.
Yes.
Fast.
And they're all playing him. That's my sense of it.
And they're going.
And that's why he's, you know, the hand starts to shake and he starts putting it on in the press. We may keep him.
Yeah. It's just like the NFL and the trade, you know, oh, we're not going to go for a quarterback in our first pick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wink. You know, we want to trade down. Wink. You know, knowing full fuck well that you're going to go somewhere, you know, in Alabama and go pick somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a perfect trade because you know you're going to lose Castellanos. You can put him right out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put him out there this year. There's no reason not to.
Be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So do you package Castellanos and Boyd?
It doesn't matter because Castellanos isn't going to carry any value.
Yeah, Castellanos.
I mean, Frazier was sent down. They didn't have room for him.
Right, because they got all those outfielders. You got Hicks and you got all those guys.
Yeah, but I mean, how much do you think that Judge is going to be well over his contract?
Yeah, but they still have backups.
Yeah.
He is the backup, isn't he?
No.
Oh, they got
Gardner. They got a bunch out there.
Yeah. Gardner, Hicks, Stanton, Judge.
Yeah, they got four or five guys.
Line them up.
Is the Yankees winning because or in side besides the weirdo manager they got? I mean, is he doing anything but being a placeholder, or is he actually pushing some buttons?
No, he's not pushing buttons.
I mean, to me, the Yankees are on automatic.
He's another Gabe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But Gabe has actually did something, you know, and this guy's doing something. But you got a young team that's peaked.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of their plateau, man.
Yeah.
And they're rocking it. I mean, CC Sabathia, bye.
Yeah.
How is that guy still pitching?
Because they don't have Matt Boyd.
Yeah. So why don't we take your Matt Boyd? Look at this shiny $20 bill. You know?
Boyd and a Jackson, and we'll take Frazier.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you Tito.
Fuentes.
Tito Jackson and Marlon Jackson.
We'll give you Nico.
There you go. Yeah, we'll give you Nico goddamn and see if he can, like, catch.
How about we give you Boyd, and we'll line up everybody in the dugout, and you can pick who you want.
Pick three others.
Yeah. It's like dodgeball, yeah. You know? You pick your team this way.
And you can even have Lloyd.
Yeah, you can have
Lloyd. Take Lloyd, too.
As long as we get the old bench coach himself, you know. Jesus,
God. Take Rod Garbage Fire, too.
Is he checked out already?
He's checked out.
Big time. And he knows he's got, what, two more years?
Yeah.
Big. You know, is awful.
I think he pre-writes his speech for after the game.
Because he already knows what to say.
He knows that there's not going to be anyone there to listen.
True.
He's speaking to an empty room.
Yeah, to the same people. You notice that TV doesn't send any reporters to Comerica. That used to be just, if they played, that was the first leadoff story. Big time. No matter if you won or lost, whatever, at least, you know, even in the papers, you know, the Detroit team was the leadoff story. Now, it's amazing where sports goes in Detroit now. Because on the big, and both of you guys hit it right on the head, who cares? I mean, it's like, oh yeah, did they play? I mean, for the first time ever, we have to now look up standings. Before, we didn't memorize it by heart.
Yeah.
We knew exactly where you were.
But now you turn on the sports report, first story on there is there was a goose on the field in Arizona. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. There always is, or some kind of wacky highlight.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Or some pitcher throwing the ball over the center field wall.
Exactly.
Which was the lead story over Zimmerman winning, you know? Well, for 2 days that thing was on. And Zimmerman was like, you know, I just won. You know, congratulate me. So,
no,
I mean,
how much money?
He makes $30 million this year, right?
25.
$25 million. So you have paid him for one win, $25 million, because I don't think he's going to win out at all, ever, from here on in. One win season, $25 million. If that isn't the biggest bust, I mean, forget about Beltre. You know, this is the biggest bust ever. You know,
except for $30 million for 6 home runs.
Yeah, true.
Gee.
But
and 4 more years.
But you get to go back to what you were saying and campaigning for last week. Is he hitting .306? Hitting .306. Okay. Zimmerman is hitting .0001.
Yeah.
You know? For the year. For the year.
Yeah, I mean, ZRA. He lowered his ZRA to about 7.
How many more pitches? How many more starts do you think he has?
Well, July, August, September. He's going to get.
Well, you got July's done. August, well, September. You got what? Yeah. 60 days divided by 5 is 12. 10 to 12.
All right, so he's
unless they shut him down and bring the kids up.
We can pray.
Yeah, but they won't shut him down because he makes so much money.
That's true. And he's had all his time off.
Yeah. But so now he's healthy.
He's fresh.
Yeah. I mean, are we getting any pitchers back from here to the end of the year?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we're not having somebody who's ready to go.
You might see Burroughs come up in September, maybe.
Why?
Yeah, give him a taste.
Give him a start or two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, because I can't think of anybody else.
I don't think they'd bring Manning up. No reason. They might.
They want to bring, you know, everybody wants to see Mizey.
Not yet. It'll be mid-next year.
Do you even think so? Why would they? Well, what else you got to lose?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing in the back of the Tigers' uniforms. What else do we have to lose? You know? I mean, you're making your third baseman your first baseman. Your first baseman's your catcher. Your catcher is now, I don't know what Hicks is. Your first baseman is now your DH, you know, who's a singles hitter. Maybe. You know, you're right. 6 home runs divided by 30 million. Okay, I'm thinking.
$5 million a home run.
That's right.
What does Iglesias have?
Some damn pricey home runs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. I mean, think of the guys we got rid of, including Iglesias, you know, our fine shortstop. What's he got, 3, 4 home runs?
I should have looked and seen how many he had. I just saw you had a grand slam.
Well, that to me counts as 4.
Okay. Well, Suarez has got a dozen,
oh, more I think. Than that. Yeah.
Or at least that.
Yeah.
And he can actually play.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, great. Now what? 30 million. So between 55 million, you got 6 home runs, 1 win.
Yeah.
Go, Avila. And so let's sign you for an extension, shall we? A mystery extension.
Get out Mr. I's checks.
Here.
Start signing them.
I have them right here. I got them in my coffin with me. Come get them.
Ha.
You know, they're a little fresh.
Bring Scotty with you.
Minka, oh God, Jesus Lord Almighty, that's what you need,
Mr. Boris, bring him.
Yeah, Boris would be if he knew that they buried Ilitch with his checks. Boris would be the first one out there with a spade and pick.
he'd be trying to dig it up.
Yeah, he'd be the first one. Wee, you know, because you know there's gold in them there dead bones. Yeah, what an idiot. You know, the funny thing is, you got excited because Chris doesn't play his game.
Huh.
Now it'll be interesting to see if he does.
I don't think Chris goes to the stadium. I don't even think he knows where the stadium is.
You know what I always like, and our fine writer from the Detroit News used to be great for this. In the beginning of every year, how great Chris Ilitch is as the owner. Silent guy, keeps it away, but boy, he's very interested, and he's... It's the same bullshit line that they did for Ford,
yeah.
You know, that they do for your fine friend that lives in California that kind of owns a Piston team, I think. You know, spend billions on a Piston team for 3 times a year, you get to throw T-shirts out in an audience. Whee! You know, does he just want to be a hip-hop kind of guy?
We got some...
The worst,
wonderful owners in the state of Michigan here for teams. I'll tell you.
Is there any major league city that has one owner that has 2 major leagues? I can't think of one. So how in God's green earth did they let that happen?
There was no rule against it. So they.
Okay, so how come you can't do it in basketball?
I know football, you can't. You can only own an NFL team.
Right, yeah. And the fine friend who owns the Cavaliers, you know, there was always like he wanted to buy the Tigers and they said pick, you know. So somehow in the NBA, you can only own an NBA. So how in God's green earth does, I mean, and this is the classic. This is the reason why. You diverse your newspapers and your radios and your TVs. You don't have them all owned by Fox, you know, because you could about imagine. So this is the why you don't have one owner with half of your major league teams, because if he sucks, everything sucks, and that means winter and summer sucks with this guy. Yeah. I mean, there's got to be it'd be amazing if we had a decent, maybe Bleacher Report. They're pretty good, you know. Find the team, find the mid-major city or the major city that has four awful owners. Not one, not the worst, but I mean four that are equally crap. You know? And I can't think of a Kansas City, no. You know? Pittsburgh, no. Rooney's too okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or whoever do that. I'm trying to think who's on the bottom, you know, that. Who's in the bottom? All right, so Miami doesn't have. Oh, they do have a hockey team. Okay, so suck baseball, suck hockey. Huh? Football is kinda. Basketball is kinda.
Yeah, Miami's got all four sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying that I can't think of anybody who's competitive in Miami. The Dolphins, kind of.
And the Heat have been at times.
Kind of, yeah. But, I mean, right now, as we speak, in 2019.
Right.
You know, so
none of them.
So all the crummy teams. Let's see, Baltimore. No, their football team's pretty good. You know, depending Capitals. If you want to call that. Yeah, Capitals are badass. Okay, so.
Kansas City has the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they don't have four.
Yeah.
If you take a look at to see who's the big four, and I'm thinking who's got the worst baseball teams right now, you know, I mean, Pittsburgh, okay, they don't make the test because they got good teams, good other teams. I can't think of one where the whole city is down.
I think we're it.
Yay, you know, I mean, we can't even do Hockey Town anymore, and we devised that term. You know, and we lost it to who? Vegas or somebody? You know, somebody else's hockey town now. Memphis? Nashville, I mean.
I don't know. So, yeah, somebody took it over.
Huh. Yeah, somebody took it. I mean, my God, why didn't somebody take over, like, Little Caesar's Pizza?
Huh.
You know, please.
Pizza Supreme?
I can't believe that the Red Wings didn't trademark that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how did the NHL make them give it up? That's dumb as hell.
Damn Red Wings.
Huh.
Coming to a Stanley Cup near you. Look at those draft picks we got. It'll be exciting to watch the youngsters this year, which means watch them at home because you don't want to spend the money.
Yeah, watch the youngsters. You have to go all the way to Grand Rapids.
No, those are the oldsters. Those are the 29-year-olds. You know?
the ones that can't make the lineup.
Yeah, really. The ones that don't get the shiny $20 bill. You know? I mean, keep with hockey. Detroit loves hockey. It's a cheaper sport. Out of the major four, it's the cheapest sport to run. I guess. Maybe football would be.
Yeah, probably football, yeah.
But yeah, because with the G League and all that other stuff, basketball is getting a little pricey.
And they got all sorts of basketball leagues now. I mean,
yeah, I mean Gatorade G League and all this D League, all that stuff.
Yeah, when I was at the casino the other day, I'm walking through the casino and I'm like, why is there basketball on?
Yeah, it's that 5-on-5 thing. What is that all about? $2 million to winner take all.
I don't know what the hell the game was. I'm watching it and was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Basketball in freaking July?
Huh. Yeah, and the place was packed.
Yeah.
But it's some kind of tournament or something. Some kind of $2 million winner take all, but $2 million for an NBA player?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It makes me on a bus butt.
Yeah, let's play in this $2 million tournament so I might maybe blow my knee out or something.
Yeah, really? But I don't think they were pros, were they?
No.
They're like guys that were
No, they were probably F League. Yeah. Or something. Who knows? They got a D league and a C league and a B league. They G might as well have a G and F and a I and
they already got a Gatorade.
Whatever, you know.
But what they don't have is what didn't we talk about in a whole minute there, Kenny?
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, you know, we have the Detroit Lions in training camp, right? And they just signed a new player. He was cut by Green Bay. He's a defensive tackle. His name is Mike Daniels. And he said that they had like 13 teams that wanted him, but he chose the Lions. Know why he chose the Lions?
Because he didn't have to work.
Because Matt Patricia is the head coach of the Lions, and he's a defensive genius. And, you know, when I heard that, a picture came into my mind. It's a, you know, you ever watch on the news, and there's a hurricane moving into a town? And then they show the freeway, and on the one side of the road, the outbound lanes are jammed. It's gridlock. For miles, nobody's moving. On the other side, the inbound lanes, there's one car going in. And you go, sir, wait. You may want to rethink this.
What a great analogy.
And he's in that car going there.
He's in the car going into the town.
With a little lion sticker up at that. You know, oh, that's his face painted. That's an awesome analogy. That is perfect. It's good God, that's how everybody sees this.
Yes.
Job well done.
Thank you.
Mac, what did we not talk about in one whole minute besides the NBA?
Well, I can bring up the NHL because...
I'm ready for you.
There are still a lot of restricted free agents out there. Mitch Marner, Patrick Laine.
Wait. Why isn't Mitch Marner signed?
Well, I guess...
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not really sure why he's not signed, but there was an article today saying that there's like six or seven really, really, really good players, restricted free agents, that are not signed yet because they're waiting for Mitch Marner to sign to see how much money he's getting before they ask for the
Wait
money
a minute.
That they want.
Didn't the Northern Hamilton team clear the deck so they have enough money to sign this guy?
Well, they did, and I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. They're still negotiating something. I'm not sure what's going on.
But this is pretty clear-cut, isn't it? I mean, they wanted him back.
Well, there may be other terms that they're negotiating.
They can't trade him.
The personal chef.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff
they
like
might,
that.
Yeah, they might be negotiating the sous chef and, you know.
The home in Hamilton.
Yeah, and maybe the, you know, the cleaning lady for the apartment. Who knows? I have no idea. But there's still a lot of free agents out there, Laine and Mikko Rantanen from Colorado. I mean, there's a lot of big names out there yet, and something's got to give pretty soon because training camp's only a month away.
Anything that Detroit could pick up? No, we're right at the cap. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, well, and the thing about it is all these guys are restricted free agents, so they'd have to sign an offer sheet to get them.
Yeah, so, by that time.
And the Red Wings don't have anything to offer.
Yeah, they don't got cash anyways. So, you know, come by, see the youngsters. You might as well just have right there on I-75 coming to Detroit. Come and see the youngsters.
Right.
Because you ain't going to see the pros.
Right. So yeah. If the Red Wings decided to offer an offer sheet somewhere, they'd have to be trading Dylan Larkin or something to afford them. So.
Okay.
Well, just think of the Red Wings marketing slogan for the coming year. We're not the Tigers.
Yeah. Well, although we do, we're owned by the Illich, you know.
Please fill our seats because we're running out of seat covers.
Yeah, our black seat covers are now turning red. You know, Jesus, all that money that's flowing. Talking about money that's flowing, we got to get into the auditorium to see these get on stage.
That's right.
So we can stand next to Ms. Warren, and hopefully she's not wearing that stupid jacket again. Is she perpetually cold? She's always wearing that man's jacket all the time. What's up? It's not even flattering. No,
it's only 85 degrees outside. Come on now.
Brilliant woman. Brilliant. But, geez, somebody get out the pencil and the styling stick. You know, Bernie's no better. You know, somebody get a haircut on that man. I mean, he is the true. You know, he reminds me of half of those guys that were like up in the balcony in the Muppets. You know, it's like, okay, go for it. Go have fun.
Up with Mrs. Ford.
Oh, I'm here.
Mrs. Ford, she woke up.
I didn't see the lineman come in. Sorry. I was just trying to get the dust out of me.
Oh, poor Mrs. Ford. We woke her up. Now the show can go another half hour.
You want to show me that $20?
And a linebacker.
See, the truth about why Mike Daniels came to Detroit, it wasn't Matt Patricia.
It's because of Mrs. Ford.
That's right.
He heard
that she was doing Kegel exercises. And, yeah, I'm tight for you.
He heard what Mrs. Ford likes.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see. In this turkey, does she want the white meat or... And that's Mrs. Ford.
You gotta love Mrs. Ford.
She doesn't listen, thank God.
In case we didn't mention it before, this is our opinion.
Yes, it's only our opinion. Everything we talk about is our opinion. With humor and good taste.
And the highest standards.
And sarcasm and whatever we have.
The highest taste.
That's right. So we got to taste ourselves because we got to get on stage. Doggone it. We got to
knock. That's right. Bernie's waiting for us.
I don't think Buttigieg is on there tonight, is he?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Got to see. All right. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Silver, make sure that you can
and
see
And Mrs.
us.
Ford.
I hear you. I'm getting out my rubber. You can come see us at Podbean, PODBEAN, on our podcast. Drop by anytime, and you can take us to the beach in the bathtub or the back seat with Mrs. Ford.
Or Fourfield.
You can bang Mrs. Ford right there on Bubbles the helmet, you know, right on the 50-yard line.
Or right on the logo.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Right on Bubbles. Ooh, if I could only make my hips go that big. Line them up. That's where I get on all fours, just like a lion. Bring them, boys.
Roar.
Okay. I'm supposed to swallow, I forget. Anyways, we will see you guys all next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities.
Bye.